following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I said the other night, happy that we're able to finish off the out of conference like we did, 4-0. And got a lot of things to do as a football team to get better and keep working, and a lot of things to clean up, a lot of things we can get better at. And we need to do that starting today will be their day off, and we'll get back to work tomorrow, get ready for Illinois.
Bo, does Illinois seem like a team that would test some of those areas defensively that you said you need to clean up?
You know, what our defenses on is how we play technique wise, especially in the back seven. We didn't play with very good technique the other night. Our footwork was bad. Our we got outside of our technique, and there were some things that we did, in my opinion, technique wise, that didn't hurt us the other night. We just got to get cleaned up in some areas that I didn't like. In our coverage, in our they came out and really did some things that we didn't quite expect in that game, and put us in some personnel groupings. They spread us out a lot more than we probably expected. What they'd done all year and really most of last year. So we didn't practice as much dime. We always practice dime. We didn't practice it as much going into the game, and thought it was going to be more of a third down package that they used a little bit more on early downs. And but you know, to me, it wasn't as much about what they did; it's how we did what we did. We just didn't play with very good technique at times. We didn't communicate very well at times. There are some things that as we went through the tape, we went through it with a fine tooth comb last night and yesterday afternoon, and I thought we really. I think our guys learned from it, like I said, you know, we did some things that didn't hurt us in the football game that could hurt you down the line, and we got to get some things cleaned up, you know, more fundamentally and technique wise, more than anything else.
The fact that they did something that was opposite of their tendency, you didn't get that factored in at all with your guys, just losing sight of their technique and the little things.
No, I mean. I don't know why. I mean, I'm talking about some basic things that we really stress. We just were sloppy in some areas, very sloppy, and you know, didn't play to our help a number of times in our coverage, and really at times had some bad eye discipline as far as going through our reads and clearing the run before you got to your drop, and just some basic things that. You know, for whatever reason, we didn't execute very well, and you know that part of it was disappointing at times on a couple of things. I thought we played pretty well up front. I thought we played pretty well in the run game at times, but we and there were some plays that we should have tackled for, you know, 5, 6, 7 yard gain, and we missed a tackle. Because we were sloppy in our technique, didn't play with the help, you know, didn't get a guy on the ground, and it became 25 instead of 7, and I told our guys, and you know, some of you know, it's you have to, you're not going to be able to tackle every day during the week. You can't do that, but you got to make sure you're preparing yourself to tackle well, and when you do that, when you're going against scouts, you can't get against a scout team, or you got to make sure that you're focused and disciplined and working your technique every single time you're out there, or it creeps up and gets you on Saturday. And I think that's a lot of what happened.
Coach, you guys ran the football a lot, especially in the second half. Was that just a product of what Miami was giving you, or was that something you guys had kind of game planned on coming into the game?
Well, you know, to a certain extent, you got to take what they give you. And, you know, I don't know. I think Miami might have got a little bit spooked early in the game when we hit a couple passes on them. So we saw a little bit more too high than we thought we were going to see from them. But, you know, we were running the ball effectively, and when we're running the ball effectively, you know, we're gonna stay with it, and you know, we're gonna mix in the play action pass and that type of stuff when we needed to. But I thought Tim called a heck of a game. I thought he called a very good game, and you know, you go with what's working at the time.
For a second, you're a linebacker's coach. How hard is that play? It spreads you out. It's the running back against the linebacker. He can go either way. How hard is that to defend for any linebacker, regardless of how fast they are?
It can be hard, especially when you're giving them the long field. We made the mistake of giving them the long field, not using the boundary to our advantage a couple times. And like I said, I don't think technique-wise we did that very well. We were backing off. We weren't. You know, one time, shame on me. But when it happens a couple times, and you got to know where to push them, or where your help is. And if you don't have any help, you got to make sure you use the sideline. At the end of the game, I wasn't as concerned about it because we were just really trying to milk the clock at that point and take time off the clock. But there was once or twice early in the game that it hurt us.
Is there kind of a position battle on between Roach and Van
Derrick? Well, yeah, we're going to play them both, I mean, all the time. But, you know, then there's going to be times you're going to see them in there together.
You have to give up that quick score on the first drive. What do you see from you guys in terms of their ability to just shake that off and keep playing, try to get better at the moment?
Well, I did. I wasn't happy with the first drive because, like I said, we did some things that hurt us in that drive that, you know, where we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. But, you know, our guys, our football, our team is, they're a pretty resilient group, and they're pretty, I don't know how to, you know, you don't see a group of guys that are going to panic. You know, when you talk to them on the sideline and you're making adjustments, they're in tune, they understand, they have confidence in themselves and what we're doing in the other side of the football. And, you know, it's not a group that where a lot phases them, you know. It's kind of like, okay, it happened. Okay, what happened? How did it happen? Let's work and get it fixed, and let's get on the same page.
Four games, how's your cornerback unit coming along?
Pretty good. A little inconsistent at times. Really no different than any other position group. You know, I think that there are some good things, and there's some things that we need to do to get, you know, to get better at, be a little more consistent at, you know, and you know, at this level, really, and to me, any level of playing defense or playing football, for that matter, on either side of football, it's about the details. It's about the little things. And I talked to our guys about that yesterday, is that, listen, when a correction is made, you got to make sure that you're taking notes, you're writing it down, you're going over it, so bells are going off in your head when you hear a call, okay, that this is a technique I have to play. This is the fundamentals. This is exactly how we need to, how this has to be done. And you can't get outside of that for any reason, because there are some very little technique things that we did in the game that you know, that we didn't execute very well for whatever reason, and those are the things that, and sometimes it hurt it, sometimes it didn't hurt us, but you know, you can't get out into the game and get off kilter and get away from it. Can't just be what you're doing. It's the most important thing is how you're doing it, the technique you're using to execute your job, and to me that's most important.
Coach, we saw the sidelines kind of clear a couple times in the second half. After watching the tape, did you see anything that you would be concerned perhaps the Big Ten would issue any discipline for?
No, I think, you know, it started to get a little crazy a couple times. But I thought, once again, I thought the coaches, to me, on both sides, did a pretty good job of making sure it didn't get out of control. And, you know, it's an emotional game. I don't think anybody, you know, I don't think it's anything that'll be a problem going forward. But, you know, like I said, there were a couple times when I was worried that both benches were going to clear, and I didn't want to be in the middle of that. You know, you have to. There's passion, and then there's being stupid, and you know, fighting. There's no room for fighting in football, and nothing good can come of it. I mean, let's face it. You're fighting. If a fight breaks out, everyone's got helmets on. You know, keep your helmet on. You let the guys on the field. Whatever's happening out on the field, that needs to stay on the field, and. Our guys understand that. But, you know, it's an emotional game. A guy sees something happening out there and he wants to, you know, your first inclination always is, hey, go to their aid. But you have to fight that. And, you know, like I said, I thought both benches did a good job of making sure that it didn't come to that point.
Randy was in the middle of a lot of it. Do you sense teams kind of want to try to get under his skin a little bit? And how do you think he's handled that if teams are doing that?
I thought he handled it well. I mean, I don't think he was the instigator. And to his credit, he didn't do anything that could get him thrown out of the game.
I mean, you know, it looked like he tried to pull somebody off of somebody, but he got a penalty. I mean, you know, what do you do? What do you tell your guys like that when you see somebody, you know, pounding on your guy?
Just you try to separate it and let the referees do their job. But that's the key. The referee's got to do their job.
What kind of growth have you seen from the offensive line just over the first four games? Giving them just one sack, and obviously they blocked really well for you on Saturday.
You know, they played well the other night. They came off the football. They were physical. They played hard. That's what I expect from them every week. I think, you know, we played a good football game up front, but that isn't going to help us this coming Saturday. It's you got to bring it every week, and that's the key. You know, there as well as we played, there's some things that, believe me, we can do better up front. And you know, I think we're making progress as a team in a lot of areas, but with still a long way to go.
The running game being so successful in this past game with Miami. Last year's offensive line was very older, experienced guys. You're bringing up a new group of guys, and Amir is quick to praise those guys for the job they're doing. Are you seeing that offensive line come into their own, especially with the success you've had in that team?
Well, like I just said, I think that we have done some good things. But I know that there's a lot of areas we need to get better at and more consistent at. You know, you can't ride the highs and lows. You know, the fact is that the film doesn't lie, and there's some things that, yeah, we did well, and you build on that, but you also have to keep fighting to get better, because we are not the finished product. And, you know, to be able to run the ball consistently like that, that's great, but we need to continue to make sure that we don't become satisfied or think we've arrived, because we haven't. I mean, we have not, and it has to be a week-in, week-out type of effort, week-in, week-out type of execution, and continue to stay with our fundamentals and make sure that we're approaching each day with the opportunity to get better.
How did that crowd compare to other big ones you've seen here, and how does an atmosphere like that help your guys in the field?
You know, I thought this crowd was phenomenal the other night. I know I think I said that in my press conference. I know I said it on the radio after the game, and I thought it was a tremendous atmosphere. And you know, I hope it's a tremendous advantage, and it's great for us. It's great for the team, I hope to see that every week. You know, just like. The way I challenge our team, I challenge the crowd. Let's get that every week. Let's make sure it's that way every week. The same way I lay that challenge up to myself, the coaches, the players, that you can't ride the highs and lows in this deal. You can't pick and choose. It's got to be the same approach every week. And I hope and trust that it's going to be the same way as far as the crowd's concerned and their approach.
Coach, this is the first time in a couple of years you guys have entered conference play undefeated. Does it feel any different? Does this team feel any different from the last couple of seasons?
No. I mean, the difference is like you say, we're 4-0. But you know what we have to do going forward. It's just a week by week thing. We got to keep on and stay focused on what we're trying to do and keep working to get better. We're 4-0, but we're 0-0 in the Big Ten. So that's. To me, the season starts now.
What is your impression of Wes Lunt, the Illinois quarterback?
Good arm. Kind of a big guy who can, make all the throws. He has some talent. He has really good arm talent. I think they do a good job in the passing game of, he's not a guy that's going to kill you with his feet, but he's, like any major college athlete, he can do some things if you're undisciplined in your rush lanes and that type of thing. But he's a throw first guy and kind of a prototypical pro style type quarterback.
They had a running back go for 190 in their last game, but the same guy went for 114 against you guys last year and caught some passes too. How do you make just Josh Ferguson kid make sure you're keeping track of him a little better this year?
Absolutely. He's a good player. He's a really good football player. And he's to me, he's one of the better backs, in the conference. And he's a really good back. I mean, he's elusive. He's quick. He's quick to bounce the football. To me, I think he runs with really good vision. He's a good all-around player. And I think, their staff knows it. They know he's a good football player, so they look to feature him. I would hope that we understand that. It doesn't take you a long time to watch film to recognize that this kid's a good player.
How different are they from Shiloh's quarterback to Lund? Is it similar, or have they changed it up to get him better?
I don't think their scheme's much different. They're pretty multiple in what they do. They're a little bit of a flavor of the week type offense. I mean, they have certain concepts and things that they're going to do, but they change pretty drastically at times week to week. And, at times they're going to throw some, I know they came out against us last year and they had that crazy set that they showed us there for a while. And so they're always going to have something, a couple new wrinkles that you're going to have to be able to adjust to. But the basics of what they do kind of stay the same, and they look to execute well. But they do a number of things formationally and to attack you that you got to be able to adjust to. You were going to see some things in this game, probably especially early on. But I mean, you're going to see some things you haven't seen on tape before. So you got to know that going in.
I don't know if you can say anything different about Amir that you haven't said, but. Watching that film again,
it
stick out about the way
he
ran or what he did.
Well, I mean, to me, as far as Amir's performance, I don't know if the first guy brought him down all night. And like I said, I've been around a lot of football, and I don't remember many times you can say that. He continues to show why he is who he is, and he stepped up and he was possessed the other night. He ran, and he always does. But that was a pretty special performance. He ended up on top of a lot of people, so anybody out there who says, hey, he isn't big enough, or he doesn't run big, he's not big enough. Well, they need to take a good hard look at that film, because he ran pretty big the other night.
Should he be on his top five short list you see for highs and stuff? Should he be up there?
Anybody who pays attention, I'm sure, has him in the top five. You got to not be paying attention and not watch, not just to recognize the type of year he's having so far. That's my opinion. I'm a little biased, maybe.
You're listening to Bo Pelini's press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
I don't know. Is there any run in particular that you like their spirit?
I like them all. I enjoyed it. I had a front row seat for a pretty good, a pretty good performance.
Did you sense anything
for
him, like pregame,
that indicated
there's
going to
be a little extra?
No.
He is who he is. It's one thing about Amir is you know what you're going to get every week. You know. I know. You know how he's wired. You know the type of competitor he is. He's a tremendous competitor. Really is.
Well, you guys are
going to
wear the alternate uniforms this week, and we remember this summer
when. I'm not.
So the tunnel walk doesn't include you in the uniform.
No, no. That's a one-time deal. Gary Michaels, the people over there, they want me to wear it every week, but that was a one-time deal for you.
Did you get any clarification? The roughing the passer penalty, something you guys have to be aware of going low. I think that's a point of emphasis this year or something like that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty – that was a hard one. But, yeah, there is an emphasis on it. But, when you're getting blocked and you're engaged on a guy and you're trying to get off, you know, there's one thing about – you know, I want to – you know, to me there's intent. I mean – If you're coming scot free, yeah, and you go low on a quarterback, that's one thing. But when you're engaged on a guy and you're trying to get off, and you end up going down to the ground, I don't know how you can avoid it at that point. I mean, I'm not going to tell a guy to just fall off to the side and not try to make the tackle. I mean, you know where I'm coming from. I mean, you know how I feel about the call. Yeah, we educate our guys. Our guys know it. Our guys understand that. Our guys aren't going low at quarterbacks at their legs. I mean, not intentionally. But like I said, there's different situations that come up in games. And like I said, when you're locked onto a guy, that can be difficult.
You submit, that's ACC crew, but you still submit that to the Big Ten to have them evaluated? Or
yeah, I'm gonna talk to Bill Carolla about that one. And just really to get his thoughts on it.
This one's out of left field, but Arizona beat Cal on a Hail Mary the other night, just like you did with Northwestern last year. How much of a Hail Mary is luck when you catch it like that?
There's some luck to it, but there's also some things that you need to do is to execute defensively to make sure that doesn't happen. And I don't, you know, that it's something that we talk about defensively, that there's some things you can do that I think you can do to give yourself a better chance of preventing that from happening.
What are the things?
Well, just, I mean, I wouldn't want to share it here, but there's some things that this was all the way back to my NFL days that I know that our head coach, George Seifert at the time, had got burned on one years ago. And I believe that there's certain things that you need to do defensively to try to offset that from, you know, give yourself a better chance of keeping that from happening. And I think some people fall in that mistake. It's one of those deals where I think that some people don't actually think about it until it actually happens and it bites you. And then it costs you a game, and then all of a sudden you take a look at it and you say, okay, how do we prevent that from happening the next time? Well, we try to, I'm not saying it'll never happen against us, but, it's a situation you got to coach your guys through because to prevent it from happening up front, because when it gets you, when it comes up, they got to know what to do.
On the opposite side, offensively, how much science is there? I mean, is it?
Not a lot. It depends on what the team's doing against you, but like you say, it's not something you can. It's easily practiced. That's why there's probably some luck involved, and you don't really know what the defense is going to do to try to prevent it. So, like last year, we get a ball tipped, and our guy executed well. He was in the right spot, but everyone's going to be a little bit different. You know, I know the one the other night, the guy just caught the football. It just fell in between a bunch of guys. And, you know, so everyone's going to be a little bit different. We talk about it a couple times a year. We do it in the preseason. We walk through it, and then we kind of have a, you know, things in place that, you know, kind of on our walkthrough days that we talk about. If this comes up, this is what we're going to do, you know, on both sides of the football. But like I said, it's not one that you really want to do full speed and live, because you don't want a bunch of people jumping on top of each other and ball, you know, it's hard to simulate. So it's kind of like, okay, we're going to put you in position and let's hope it works out, you know.
Anything else for Coach?
Hey, Bo, you know, you talked up in the past about kind of growing and learning as a coach. You know, when the penalty happened, I mean, did you kind of catch yourself a little bit? You know, because the crowd's going wild, you know, the players are pretty pumped up, and, you know, it was a controversial call. Did you kind of catch yourself a little bit?
Which one?
The one with the roughing the passer where, you know,
yeah, I mean, I was really trying to get a clarification on what happened or why, what exactly the call was. But, yeah, I'm trying to, I've worked pretty hard at it, trying to, you know, to make sure that, you know, yeah, it's an emotional game, but, you know, to stay under control. At the end of the day, you know, I've come to, you know, sometimes you think, you know, getting upset's going to, you know, you're not going to change a call back. Like I said, you know, you get your point across, but I couldn't understand exactly what his call was, and what exactly he saw that made him throw that flag, and also why it wasn't a post interception foul. I mean, that was the, you know, I saw it. I happened to be watching the game. I might have been Thursday night. I can't remember, but you guys know I don't watch a lot of football, but I saw it. I saw a game going on and a very similar situation happened, but they called it post interception. And there was really no even conversation about that of when did it occur? Like, should we have gotten the ball, and then they marked it off afterwards? So there were a number of things I was trying to get clarification on.
Do you think maybe in the past that you might have asked a little bit harder, or you might have taken a little bit farther
I don't know. I try to forget about some of my past.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!